where one coach says F you to another one by simply taking their playbook.
A whale's vagina.
While we're waiting, I'm going to go get some pie.
I'm,
Mom!
We're supposed to be playing State this weekend, but we might back out.
I'm the meatloaf!
Because they've now got it to where there's only,
All right, who took a shit?
Drop the cereal.
Oh, gotta be cowboy.
What's going on, ECFL? Welcome to another episode of the Elites. I'm your host, as always, Aaron 1054. Welcome to the first episode of season 7. I had to ask earlier what season we were in. I didn't realize we'd made it all the way to 7. So, what is this?
It's our new intro.
Oh, this is the intro? Okay, I can get down with this. Caught me off guard, though. As always, the co-host, even though he doesn't like me calling him that, Canes 87, a.k.a. Maple Bacon.
Maple Bacon.
And then we got Kickler 10, a.k.a. Ricky Bobby.
What's up?
Cowboy Jim, a.k.a. Bjorn Berserker, even though none of that spells that.
What's up?
Sup? And Ted, as always, Ghost and Style Stern, because his name never changes.
Yeah, the usuals.
The usuals. Speaking of the usuals, Vegeta laid out on us after he said he was going to be here, and then
he fell asleep.
Beard didn't say he was coming, did he?
No,
I can't remember. But anyway, let's start off with the preseason poll first. Kickler, that's you.
All right, so we got a coaches poll. 16 of the 18 teams submit a poll this week. You know, for those new people, this doesn't mean shit till the end. Really, even then, it just affects your rankings. Top five make the playoffs from each conference. So getting into the polls, we have number 18, Maryland, 17, Northwestern, 16, Rutgers, 15, Oregon State, 14, Texas Tech, 13, San Diego State, 12, UTSA, 11, Baylor. And we'll pause there. What do y'all think about the bottom eight?
I think there should be another team in there.
Who is that?
Wait, you said the bottom eight?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't wasn't even listening.
Oh, imagine.
Wow.
Just wasn't listening, huh?
I mean, I agree with the bottom eight. I mean, so we'll go with that.
I don't get to do their schedule later, but I think one team I can see coming up out of this and raising up a lot is Northwestern, because I think they're going to be much improved this season.
I agree.
Well, there's only one way to go from down there, and that's
They won, what, one game last season?
Yeah, it was the game against
They won their ball game.
Yeah. That's right, so they got two wins. All right, so moving top 10, we got Coastal Carolina, a.k.a. ECU. Cincinnati, number 9. Whoever they used to be, Ole Miss. 8, Fresno State. 7, Army, formerly TCU. 6, Wake Forest, formerly Arkansas. Jesus. Louisiana Lafayette, 5. Arizona State coming in at 4. A little surprising there. 3, Central Florida. 2, App State. And 1, formerly Tulane, 3-time national champion. Four-time. It's been so many. Yeah. Four-time national champion, North Dakota State. All unanimous 16 first-place votes.
I think we should be lower.
Yeah. What?
God. Oh, my God. Here we go with that.
He's pulling a Fresno.
Well, we can't put you any lower, even though your Sims may suck now. But we have to go off of what you had last year. And you had
I lost a lot.
Yeah, but you still had an undefeated regular season and a decent recruiting class, so that says something.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, you did get a former Tulane player, so surely that means that, or user, so, I mean, it's got to bring you a little bit of luck.
Probably not.
You do have someone on there that knows how to win.
Starting to dive into our little gene pool over here, trying to steal our success. Some notes.
You got to do what you got to do.
Ted starting out number three, man. Look at you raising up.
Getting all them UTSA players.
Yeah, we'll take it. Yeah.
What'd y'all start out last year? Do you remember?
We were like low last year, I think.
I want to say you started in that 10 to 12 range probably.
And then you had a...
Because everyone knows it's you, season. So... But I mean, was it him or was it Bear? We get to find out this season.
Week one.
The Fighting Meeps.
The Fighting Meeps.
So we didn't have a... Go ahead, Ted. Sorry.
No, I was saying Fresno might be a little low. Army's pretty good, too.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised, you know, which Fresno did lose a lot, I feel like. But you know how they are. They'll always end up in the top 3-4 at some point this season.
Yeah.
But will Fresno change it up from their normal where they lose a game or two to start the season off and then go on a run like 8-0 for the rest of the season?
Well, I guess we'll find out when someone breaks them down here in a little bit.
Very valid point there.
So
speaking of,
we're going to do something different. We've never done this before on the podcast. Last season we did a little bit of a coaches, you know, thing weekly and fit in as many coaches as we could, but we didn't do that this season. So we're actually going to go where we talk about each team's schedule. We're going to break down the schedules for you, win, loss, and give you our predictions on where these teams are going to finish record-wise. Each one of us has a different team. Do what?
Do some early, you know, playoff predictions.
Yeah, I mean, we could add that in there. Something like this, though, you know, just kind of gives you something to compare to. We don't know anything. I mean, but why not have a little bit of fun?
Time in and time out.
ESPN does this all the time, and, you know, I've seen them be wrong a lot, too. I don't have a cool video board like them to flip around a W or L, but, you know, we do the best of what we got. So we talked it over. We're actually going to go reverse order of the rankings. So you have the rankings now. We'll start back down at 18. I've actually got Maryland first. So number 18, Maryland, starting the season, they had, what, 1-2 wins last season? One win. To me, they seem more excited coming into this season than I've seen in the past few seasons out of their squad.
I agree.
And so I think that that's going to translate to some more wins than what you've seen. I still don't think that they're necessarily ready to make the jump looking at their schedule because they've got a vaunted schedule, in my opinion. But they could prove me wrong. So starting out week one, they get Oregon State. I'm actually going to give them a win. I think that they're going to come out of the gate, start out 1-0, kicking off to week two. This one's a toss-up for me. I've actually, like I mentioned a minute ago, I like Northwestern. I think Northwestern is going to surprise people this season. I'm going to put this as a loss. It's a close one, though. It could easily be a win. So I have them at 1-1 now. UCF, I think, is a loss still. Ted's got it going on down there. Cincinnati. I have them upsetting Cincinnati. I think that's going to be the one that they think that, oh, man, look at Maryland. They're for real this season. Problem is they follow up with App State and Army. Both of those I have losses on. Rutgers, they're going to beat Rutgers. That'll give them another conference win. Follow that up with a loss, though, to ULL. I'm sorry. GSP, but got them beating Coastal Carolina. Mm-hmm. By that point, Coastal probably is going to have stuff figured out. If Maryland gets them earlier in the season, I think they beat them worse. But I'm going to give them a close win. Following that up, though, Wake and Arizona State are both losses.
They're going to beat us.
So what's their final record?
So my final record is 4-7. I could see them going 5-6. Like I said, with that Northwestern week two, they could easily start out 2-0. But for the sake of this, I have them losing that game. And how many
conference games you have won?
Let's see, Cincinnati's conference, right? Cincinnati and Coastal, Rutgers 3.
Week 3 through week 10.
Yeah, so I've got them winning 3 conference games.
So not making playoffs?
No, I don't have making playoffs, no. Like I said, 4-7 at best, 5-6, I think. Now, obviously, y'all don't have to agree on the playoff predictions whenever we get to that, but I do think this Maryland team is going to be improved from last season, though.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're happy with their Missouri playbook. It's a favorite. But, I mean, we'll see.
So, next up is number 17, Northwestern. Aaron, you have them.
I do have Northwestern. week 1, they got Coastal. I got them beating Coastal week 1. I think they come out ready to play and surprise some people. Week 2, they have Maryland. I got them winning that game as well, so they'll be 2-0. Then they run into Louisiana Lafayette, and I got them losing that one. So put some 2-1. Then San Diego State, I give them the W, which I'm iffy on San Diego State. Last year they showed flashes. I think they possibly could. Keyword there, could be good. No, I just don't know yet. We'll see. But anyway, I got Northwestern winning that game. I have them winning the next game at Texas Tech. And I also have them upsetting UTSA. So they have a pretty good run, pretty good stretch there. So I as of the first 6 games, I have them 5-1.
Wow.
Yeah, so they'll be one of your top-tier teams. And then they run into ASU. I gave them a loss at ASU. Shut up, Canes. We don't care what your opinion is. So I gave them a loss at ASU. I have them beating OSU. What is that, week 8? Yeah, week 8. So they're still sitting at 6-2. And then I have them losing to North Dakota, then losing to Fresno, and then losing to Baylor. So basically going 0-3 to close the season out and finishing the season at 6-5.
And I think they could be a playoff team.
Damn.
But, and nothing against Cowboy or anybody else. Cowboy knows we like to poke fun at him. That Baylor game is a very good toss-up where they could win that one and be 7-4. And if
that could be, you know, playing for a playoff berth.
Yeah, and then if you go by Kane's logic where everybody's going to beat him this year and they luck up and win that game, you're talking about an 8-3 team who's probably going to be in the top 5. So you're talking about Virginia Tech team rebrand, what they have.
Two wins last year,
something like that?
No, they finished with 1. They only won the bowl game.
Okay, yeah. So basically what, 1-9, 1-10, something like that? I have them at 6-5, possibly a playoff berth. I mean, you'll be right there in the mix. But could very easily end up being 8-3. Who knows? We'll see. I got faith.
I mean, I agree. I've already said that. I think they're going to be better this season. So, so next up, we got Rutgers. That's another one of the teams that I have. I think C-Web.
Okay, y'all gave yourself the fucking bottom of the rankings.
Hey, man, I just went down the order and gave people teams, okay? Shut the hell up. I hate it for C-Web. I think they're in for a long season. I'm going to run through the schedule real quick. Baylor, UTSA, Army, App, San Diego State, Cincinnati, Maryland, Wake, ULL, UCF, Coastal Carolina. I got them going 0-11. There's a couple games that I could see them maybe surprising people. You know, Maryland game, depending on how that season's going, could be something they have a chance at just from history. Coastal, depending on how they are. Last game of season, I think they're going to have it figured out by then. I mean, yeah, I just don't see many games that are, you know, possible for them to win on this schedule.
It's not a bad take.
Rough. Yeah.
You're going to get some hate mail for that.
I mean, bring it on. I mean, and prove me wrong. I mean, hey, put it in the locker room. Bulletin board material.
Bulletin board material, yes, sir.
You don't play us this season anyway.
Hashtag fuck Kickler.
So, next up is Oregon State, and that's Tedford's team.
Yeah. Let's see here. Oregon State, I think, is going to have a rough season. But, I mean, they did do a good job keeping most of their guys. I know most of them were brought to transfer out, and they were able to keep Fowler and Johnson and Slayer, whatever. You know, they still got a good group of active guys over there. And they're still a young team for sure. But, you know, Albino's got some work to do. Unfortunately, he didn't get to pick his playbook because it was his birthday. But, just going down the line, I think Maryland week one is his most winning, most winnable game for sure. And then he's got some really tough games in Army, North Dakota State, and UCF right off the bat. I think maybe Texas Tech and Northwestern will be winnable for him as well, but maybe like two or three wins at most. I think it's going to be a one or two win season for him, in my opinion.
Well,
yeah, they got a pretty tough schedule. Army, North Dakota State, UCF, ASU, Fresno. Yeah,
what's your official prediction there, Ted?
Honestly, I think 1-10.
Who's their one win?
I think they get that week one win, just like they got last season. I think they got it last season too, but
so you got to beat Maryland out the gate.
Yeah, I think they do. But, I mean, they got a lot of work to do on defense. So, I mean, we'll see how it goes.
Okay. Interesting. Next up, Aaron, Texas Tech.
Good old Texas Tech. They start out with Wake Forest. I give them the L there. Then they go to Coastal. I'm iffy on this one. Just different reasons. I give them the win at Coastal. That could very well be a loss. Just depends on what Coastal shows up. They go to Baylor. I gave them the L at Baylor, so they're 1-2. I got them upsetting UTSA. They will be 2-2. Losing to Northwestern. This is where they go through a little bit of a gauntlet. Losing to Northwestern, App State, Fresno, Arizona State. So they got four games in a row. That's a pretty rough run right there. So that puts them at, 2-6. And then they finally get OSU, who I think they'll beat. And then they turn around and get North Dakota. At least they get a little break between there. That'd been even – if you swap OSU and North Dakota, that'd been terrible. And then San Diego State, I got them beating San Diego State to finish out the season at 4-7. So
I think it's an improvement for them.
It is. But like I said, there's a couple of games I gave them – and that being Coastal, UTSA, and San Diego State, those could very well change. And if they do, that obviously is going to put them real close to back where they were from last year.
Who's their quarterback this year?
Al Drizzy.
Should be decent for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I gave him a couple wins where I think I think they could pick up some wins as long as they, you know, do what they're supposed to do. But you know how that goes. And then they hit that gauntlet. What is that? 1, 2, 3, 4. Week 5 through week 9 is 5, 6.
And don't forget, they're actually they're running triple option.
Yeah.
What's their other thing?
It's an interesting choice that they went with Air Force, though.
Look,
Baltimore.
Look, I've been there. They've only got
one running back too.
That's been there, done that, and watching Kickler do that, and I actually did sim back then with that book. And I've said it 800 times. And if you're not built to run it, don't even try. Don't even attempt.
I mean, I think like Geno McFly is like a really good power back, but it'll be interesting to see if he can run that option.
You gotta have so much more than just a quarterback and a running back to be able to pull that off.
Well, it's also interesting they're rolling with a freshman quarterback trying it. Now, granted, I know Aldrizzi will probably, pack up and all and upgrade real well, but kind of interesting to immediately throw him into a triple option. But hey, we got 2 books now, so they can easily flip out anytime they want.
Yeah, swap up.
As long as they put their players right, I mean, you're sitting on a quarterback, a halfback, 4 wide receivers, and a tight end. So.
They took it with pick 5. They must believe in it.
Yep. So, going to San Diego State, number 13, and Canes, we're giving you that one. It's supposed to be Vegeta, but Vegeta fell asleep on us, everybody. So, just want that to be known.
Well, San Diego State's got a rough start. Start with Army, then at Louisiana Lafayette, Fresno State, and Northwestern. I think that's 4 losses right there. Then a little bit of relief. They get Rutgers and at Oregon State. I think they pull both of them out. Then they're at North Dakota State. That's going to be a loss. I think it's a toss-up game for the most part, since we're kind of unsure on both teams with San Diego State and Baylor. I've got them losing to Baylor. And then they have Arizona State after that, which is a loss. I have them squeaking out a win with the running game at UTSA and then beating Texas Tech to finish 4-7.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They got a pretty tough schedule. I mean, I see at least 6 losses for sure.
I
still know what to do with them.
Who's that QB this year?
Still long armor.
Long armor.
He was there last year.
Basically, the only change is they added a receiver because Donovan Jones left, but Jet Turner went to receiver, and then Don Jones came in at tight end, and they lost Just Chill and picked up a freshman receiver.
Yeah.
Well, and they got a bunch of – let's see, they got 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 freshmen on the defensive side.
Jesus. Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, that's recipe for danger unless you're getting them upgraded. Hey, but they did get, what, all 19 on the weekly schedule for the first time ever? So maybe they got something going.
Yeah, definitely.
So we're moving up to UTSA, another team that Vegeta had and unfortunately is not here for. Ted, we're giving you UTSA.
Yeah.
What's your old grasshopper gonna do?
Vegeta was probably gonna be nice and nasty to him as well, but it's all the end. No, I think Bear. I think he put together a good team. You know, he got some good transfers. He's got Price Walker over there and Boucher, and you know, he's got some weapons on offense. He picked a good playbook, smart playbook. So we'll see how he does with that. So starting off week one, Rutgers, I think he wins that for sure on the road. No, starting off week one against me, actually.
I was like, wait a minute.
I think I'm going to have to – he could give us a battle for sure, but, you know, I think just knowing that playbook, I think we got a good opportunity. I know my UTSA guys want to beat their old school, so should be a good game, but I think we're able to take that, hopefully. And then I think he gets it against Rutgers. Arizona State's tough. I think Arizona State wins that. I think he can beat Texas Tech, though, for sure. I know that's going to be a big rivalry one between them, all the talk they do in League Chat and stuff. But I think
that would be unbearable in League Chat.
Yeah. I love seeing Canes not love that all the time. Oregon State, I think, will win. I think Northwestern's a win, which puts him at 4 wins right now, actually. I think he starts off really strong on 4-2, and then he's got Army and Fresno, which I think will push him back to 500. And then Baylor and SDSU, I feel like he's going to go 1-1 between these. I'm not sure which team he's going to beat and lose to, but I think he can split the difference there. I mean, that'll be a season for sure going down the line if they can make it into playoffs or not. And then I think NDSU will win week 16 as well. So I got him at 5-6 right now, I think.
Yeah, sounds right.
I think it'll be borderline on playoffs. It'll be close.
6-1.
Well, you had them losing more conference games, it seemed like, so.
How many conference games did you have them winning?
I have them winning 1, 2, 3. I haven't won in 4 at the moment.
Yeah, that'll be
4-4.
That'll be right there in the middle. I can't remember what was the worst conference record that got in last time.
Man, I don't know.
I can't even remember.
ULL was the number 10 seed, and let me go back and look. I can pull it up. Conference standings for season 6. Let's see. So, 1, 2, 3. TCU and UTSA were 5-3. ECU and ULL were 4-4.
Yeah, so, 4-4.
Yeah, ULL was, that was a good team too. Yeah, 4-4 might get you in. It'd be close.
Yeah.
All right. I'll pick up from there.
Yeah, because you got Baylor at number 11. Kickler walked away for a second.
Yeah, and I have Baylor. So I got Baylor beating Rutgers. Cowboy, how do you feel about that?
Feeling good about that one.
Okay. You just let me know if I'm getting a little crazy here, okay?
All right,
so start off 1-0 against Rutgers. Then I got you beating – no, I'm kidding. I got you losing to Wake Forest.
What?
I got you beating Texas Tech.
Mm-hmm.
And then you absolutely hit a rough patch. North Dakota, Arizona State, Fresno State. I got you losing all 3 of those.
Mm-hmm.
So you're 2-4. And then, actually, I have you winning out, beating Oklahoma State, San Diego State, UTSA, Cincy, and Northwestern.
Oklahoma State?
You know what I meant. OSU.
Oregon State.
Oh. Oregon State. You know what I meant.
So that's a 7-4 finish.
Yeah, 7-4.
That'd be the best finish I'd ever have.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That'll be...
6-3 in conference?
No. Yeah, 1, 2.
No, 5-3 in conference.
Yeah, 5-3 in conference. So he would be
playoff berth.
Yeah, he'd be in.
Improving every season.
Am I smoking crack or is that feasible?
No, that's completely doable.
That's what I thought. That's my thinking. I think y'all have literally gotten better and better every single year. And you went from the bottom of the barrel. Now you're in the middle of the barrel. I figured you start pushing toward the at least inside the top 10, you know, in that 7, 8, 9, 10 range is roughly where I have y'all finishing at.
Yeah, it's a good season.
And getting I definitely take it.
All right, let's jump to number 10 with Coastal Carolina, and we get to hear Cowboys take for the first time.
Oh man. So these are all last minute for me. So week one, I got Coastal losing to Northwestern.
Damn.
I got them beating Texas Tech week two. And then a massive losing streak to Cincinnati, ULL, UCF, Wake Forest, and App State, and North Dakota State.
Holy crap.
So 1, 2, 3, 6 in a row.
And then I have them picking up a win against Maryland, losing again the following week to Army, but closing the season off with a win against Rutgers.
Puts them at what, 4-7?
3-8.
That's right. They lost to Northwestern. So, yeah, 3-8.
They do got a tough schedule.
Yeah.
What was it, 6 games right there where they actually – I mean, it was
– Yes. Cincinnati at home, at ULL, at UCF, at Wake Forest, App at home, and then at North Dakota State.
Ooh.
And at Army 2 weeks later. So yeah, their road games are ULL, UCF, Wake Forest, North Dakota State, and Army.
God dog.
I can see them beating Northwestern, but I mean I don't think Cowboys far off.
No,
the only team in the top 6 that they don't play is Arizona State.
Yeah. I think they got talent to pull off an upset during the season, but it's gonna be tough for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a rough one. Like I said, playing 5 of the top 6 teams and all on the road except for App State. Oh, but they play the top 7 teams. So
they get
except Arizona State.
They get the first legitimate, I'm going to say that again, the first legitimate bid for having the most difficult schedule.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. And what's crazy is it's all conference games besides North Dakota State because, I mean, Texas Tech and Northwestern are their other two out-of-conference games.
But to snatch that out-of-conference game, and I'm not, like, tooting our own horn or anything, but that's just a terrible one to get.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, they're gonna need JoJo to come back and save their season.
Don't be lying to people.
All right. Let's hear Cowboy up again with Cincinnati.
Okay. This is another tough one. Got Cincinnati losing to Fresno State week one. Another loss to Arizona State week two. Got them beating Coastal week three and beating Maryland in week four. Turning around and losing in week five to Wake Forest. Coming away with a third win and what I think would be their final win against Rutgers. After that, I have them losing out against UCF, App State, Army, Baylor, and ULL.
Damn.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 losses.
Yep, that'd be another 3-8.
I mean, that's a tough schedule, too. Fresno, Arizona State, Wake, UCF, App State, Army, ULL, Baylor.
Well, that whole entire conference is rough.
Yeah, it got a lot harder over there.
I'm glad to make the jump.
Mm-hmm.
Oops. All right. Well, who took Fresno? Aaron, you took Fresno, right, for Vegeta?
Did I? Yes, I did take Fresno.
Okay. Running Oregon is going to be really interesting, considering they threw it like 50 times a game last year. Now they're going to be running it 50 times a game.
Yep.
But with the split, I don't know if we've made that. Is that, that's a public knowledge thing, right? The split playbook thing?
Is it?
I don't know.
It is now. You're welcome. I think that's going to throw a kink in a lot of things, but we'll get to that at a later date. Moving on to Fresno. I have Fresno starting the season out, beating Cincinnati, and then losing to App State, and then beating San Diego State. I have them beating Arizona State.
I like it.
And then losing to North Dakota, beating Baylor. Sorry, Cowboy. Beating Texas Tech, UTSA, and then taking a loss from Wake Forest. And then I have them winning out against Northwestern and Oregon State. So I have them finishing 8-3, which is close to where they were at last year, if I'm not mistaken.
And two of them losses are out of conference, so.
Oh yeah, so they'll be another top tier team.
They'll be, you know, that North Dakota State Fresno State game week 5 could decide the division, the conference. By what you're saying.
Yes, I agree with that 100%.
Yeah. No, I agree with that for sure. I think they're around same old.
Yeah, right. They always have. They've always had a good team. Always had talent. Always know how to use their talent. And yeah, I think they'll be right there as they usually are.
All right, so gonna move to me as I take on the Army Black Knights and Beard.
Old Beard.
So. Pretty easy schedule to start the season.
His schedule's super easy.
They got San Diego State, Oregon State, and that Rutgers to start the season. I got them as 3 as wins. Then they go on the road to Wake. I got that as a loss. Mm. Then they get ULL, and I think that's going to be a good game because ULL, you know, they didn't really lose much. They got a pretty solid team. But I think Army's going to pick up the win, being that they're playing at home. Then I got them beating Maryland and UTSA. Losing to UCF. Beating Cincinnati, beating Coastal Carolina, and then losing to App State to close the season to finish 8-3.
Which is about where they were last year.
Yeah. And then, I mean, let's see.
Losing
App State. Mm. Losing the Wake, losing the UCF, and losing the App.
Mm. I think they'll win at least one of those 3. But we'll see. Because, I mean, those are their top 3 toughest games.
Right.
I think they'll out one.
It's going to be, depending on how they look, you know, after running the option last year, now they're going to a more traditional offense.
Right, Justin Duke can't throw the ball.
Exactly. And they don't have Watson anymore at running back.
So you're saying, Ted, you're thinking they'll be more in line for the 9-2?
Yeah, I think they'll be going for a 9-2 in position for a conference title appearance, personally.
Yeah.
It's
really tough, you know, with all 3 of them games being in conference, even if they win one of them. I mean, two of them teams they're losing to, and those 2 teams could possibly be ahead of them So it's going to be interesting with those. Really, it's, you know, App State, Wake, UCF, Army, and ULL really battling it out over there.
Yeah.
Let's kick it to Kickler so he can do Wake while he tries to get his daughter back to sleep.
Yeah, I've got so Wake, you know, they're going to come out. They got Texas Tech, which should be a win. I like this Wake team a lot, so sorry, Cowboy, but I got them beating you as well. They start out 2-0, but then they run into App State, which, like for a lot of people this season, I think we're predicting a lot of losses when teams run up against them. So they lose to App State. The Army game is very interesting. That's the first one to me where I know they've beaten App before, so I don't think, you know, I guess people would be overly surprised, but the Army game to me is the one that's kind of the most intriguing. And that could be a game of the week, you know, week four. I've got them taking a loss to Army, though. So I've got them at 2-2, winning 6 in a row, beating Army, Cincinnati, Coastal Carolina. I think they beat Louisiana Lafayette fairly easy. Rutgers and then Fresno is going to be a tough one. To me, that's the toughest game in that stretch for sure. But if they're going to lose Army, I think they beat Fresno because I don't think they lose both those games. Then they beat Maryland and end the season with a loss to UCF. So I've got them rolling at 8-3, back in the playoffs, possibly back in the conference championship.
That's, yeah, I'd agree with that.
It's going to be like a round robin of who beats who between those five.
And make sure no one has any bad losses somewhere. Can't slip up.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think they're 8-3, 9-2 range. Sounds right.
All right, let's head over to Cowboy Jim, who's got the Raging Cajuns in number 5.
All right, so this one's a little different compared to the last two I did. But I have them losing week 1 to Arizona State.
You're wrong.
Got them picking up 3 wins in a row, San Diego, Northwestern, and Coastal. Losing the Army in the following week. And in week 6, losing to UCF. And picking up some more wins in 7, 8, and 9 against Wake Forest, Maryland, and Rutgers. And then coming away with another loss against App State. And then closing the season out with a win against Cincinnati for a 7-4.
7-4 for the Cajuns.
7-4 for the Raging Cajuns, which
sends us over to.
They were about that last year, if I'm not mistaken.
They went 8-5. Or well, regular season they would have been. Let's see, because they won 2 games in the playoffs, so 6.
I think they ended up losing like 6-5.
6-5 in the regular season.
Yeah, I thought, what was it, like they lost the last 2 out of 4 or 3 out of 4 or something like that before they went on a run in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think it was something like that. Let me see. I got it right here. Yeah, they started off 5-1, and then down the stretch they lost 4 or 5, only beating Oregon State. They lost to TCU, ECU, Tulane, and Arkansas, and put them at 6-5.
Jeez.
But 4-4 in the conference, and with ECU winning that last week and Ole Miss losing, it helped them get in.
Ow. Bang my head.
But then they went on their little run to the Final Four.
Yeah, they had a couple of big playoff wins.
Yeah.
All right. Arizona.
Send it over to Ted for Arizona State.
Arizona State.
No undefeated season this year.
I mean, they do got an easy out of conference schedule. Just kidding. but... No, I think they're going to be in the running for it, for sure, anyways. ULL, I think, will win week one. I mean, Arizona State only lost, like, what, Matt Phillips, Yogi Bar?
No, we lost almost our whole defense.
Well, never mind. Oh.
We lost Yogi Bar, C.A. Junior Jr., Shabazz Harris, Scout Mitchell, Big Hoss, Race One Carter, Matt Phillips, Bedsheet Jenkins.
Plus
Carlton Banks and Aldrezzi on offense.
Yeah. I don't think it'll be the number one defense anymore then, but I mean, you still got an insane D-line with Lake, and you brought in Stern, and you got Bacon. I think it'll still be an insane D-line, but yeah, you know, still Jax James and Tamir Jones on offense should be good enough for sure. I think ULL will be a win for you guys. I think Cincy's a win. I mean, I think most of these games are going to be winning conference. UTSA, Fresno, Baylor. I think Kickler gets Canes this time in regular season. We'll see if it's different in playoffs, but I think this is North Dakota's, you know, they're number one. And I think Northwestern's win, Texas Tech will win, SDSU, Oregon State, Maryland will definitely win. So, I mean, I think North Dakota State and, like, Fresno are about the only teams I really think ASU's got to watch out for. I got them 10-1.
Damn.
Glad you got that kind of faith. 10-1 to still not get anywhere in the playoffs.
Maybe. It's not undefeated, so maybe.
Yeah, that's true. Get that loss out of the way, and maybe we'll do something. All right, so Ted got to do me, now I get to do Ted.
Damn.
In Central Florida. So.
No pun intended.
Yeah. We got to open the season, Ted gets his protege there in UTSA. I think they pull that one out with a win. They know the playbook, and been a lot of talk over there on that UTSA sideline.
Yep.
Then, let's see. Then they get North Dakota State. They get them at home, but I think North Dakota State pulls it out on the road. Then we get Maryland, Oregon State, Coastal Carolina, Louisiana Lafayette, Cincinnati. I think those are all wins. Then they go on the road to face Army. I think it's going to be a tough game, but I think they pull out the win against Army. Then they're on the road at App State. Tough back-to-back road games. I think App State gets them. You know, they win one of the two with Army and App State. Then they close out the season with Rutgers in a win, and then they beat Wake Forest to close out the season to finish 9-2.
Take it.
9-2, another top tier season.
Yeah, only one out of conference loss, one in conference, so puts them right there in the Conference USA championship game. And then that brings us to me again, as I get to do App State. App State gets to kick off the season in the game of the week, taking on in the rematch of the national championship, they take on North Dakota State. Looking at the rosters and stuff, I think North Dakota State has more experience, and that's what's going to give them the win. App State, you know, they got a lot of good players, but they're still young, and I think that's going to be the difference. North Dakota State will get the win. But after that, App State's got a tough, you know, 3 weeks. They get Fresno State week two, Wake Forest week three. I think they win both of those. Then they're at Rutgers, Maryland at home, at Texas Tech, at Coastal Carolina, at Cincinnati. Those are all wins. They get UCF at home, which I already said that I had them beating UCF. They get ULL at home. I think they beat ULL. Then they close out the season at Army. And I think by then, they'll have all that experience worked up as for those last three games, and I think they beat Army as well to finish 10-1 and what 9-0, 8-0 in the conference.
Damn.
Yeah. They lost quite a lot, though, right? I mean, I know they got a lot of guys remaking that rejoin, but.
Oh, yeah, they lost a lot. They lost, let's see.
They were loaded. I want to say like 13 seniors, wasn't it?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, they got 12 new players who came in, plus. Let's see, you brought in a transfer Norman Martell. You brought in transfer Justin Case. So that makes it 14.
God, dog.
Basically, the only guys returning are Mookie Rising, Jamar Carr, Rhino Dobbins, and TJ Blackman, and Bukkake himself.
Oh, we've just never really seen those playbooks ran either. I think I gotta see it from them first this season. I know they just made the title or whatever, but to me, they're not where they just were.
Not at all. I mean, it's gonna take a bigger coaching job from Vegeta. You know, he's got the national championship under his belt a couple seasons ago, but this might be. You know, this is more along the lines of when he took over Toledo Tech and everything. You know, trying to. You know, get all these freshmen back up to that level.
Yeah, for sure. Although he didn't have a car that time.
True. the Brinks car truck.
Exactly.
Cash now he got two cars over there because Lacey over there too.
Damn.
I got Cash App and Venmo.
Well, let's send it to Ted to round out with North Dakota State.
I think this is going to be my first undefeated team. I just think NDSU is complete, even though they're coming off the title. I don't see them really slowing down. I mean, obviously the first 2 weeks are insanely tough for Upstate and UCF. I think they're going to win those. I don't think they're going to beat us, but I'll pick them here. I think they'll beat Oregon State. I think they'll beat Baylor. I think they'll beat Fresno. I think they'll win ASU. I mean, that's an insane schedule. The first six games, you got Fresno, ASU, UCF, and App State. You know, I just think them returning everybody is huge, personally. And then SDSU, Coastal Carolina, Northwestern, Texas Tech, and UTSA, I think is a pretty – easy-ish, you know, final. So I don't think they'll really run into anything there, but the first 6 weeks are going to be a huge test for them. I think they're going to be running a lot of BYU. I think they're going to do a lot of that air raid again. And I mean, that's a good book for sure. I think Kaju Win's definitely going to get going in that. And I think especially Smoke Rivers will be able to run as well in that, even though he can't really pass. I think he'll do just fine. And yeah, I think they're having another.
I think maybe with him being in North Dakota State, he'll learn that he's wearing green this year.
Yeah, maybe. Don't throw it to MJ.
No, I mean, they had green last year, but maybe the green and yellow will help.
Yeah, maybe they'll finally go undefeated without MJ Witten and Tank Falco holding them back.
Right.
Yeah. That was the biggest ones right there.
The damn shake and bake twins coming in.
Yeah. Got to shake it before you bake it.
Yeah, I think they're going to run the gauntlet. I think I got them at 11.
I was honestly, I always think I'm going to pick us to win every game. That's just because I'm not saying we are going to win every game. Because just like Ted said, our first couple games are going to be very, very difficult. It's a coin toss on the vast majority of them. It's whoever gets the right sim, and that's all that really matters. Whoever gets the right sim is going to win that game because UCF, App State, Fresno, all those guys are ridiculously good. I think our defense is better, even with losing Tank Falco. I think our defense this year will be better. I just really hope Smoke.
It's going to be an interesting season because you got, you know, the teams that were at the top for the last few seasons, you know, they got a lot of freshmen now.
Yeah.
Except for Ted.
Yeah.
He's got UTSA and UCF together. I just need
Smoke to throw it to our guys.
Let's move it on. Let's go do some pick'ems.
Yeah, we'll go to this week's
schedule. Or do y'all want to do like some pick? Well, since we're talking about season schedule, maybe do, you know, who we think is going to make conference championship, who's going to play for the Natty.
You want to do it this early?
Well, because we were just talking season schedule.
So that's a good question. I don't even know. Ted, do you even have an idea who you got in the conference championship?
I think I got NDSU number one, ASU number two, and Fresno number three in the American. I think I got North Dakota State versus ASU in the conference title, and then I think I got UCF versus Army in the CUSA with Wake Forest as number three in the CUSA.
UCF and App.
UCF, Army, and Wake Forest is number three?
Yeah, I got App fourth.
Oh, damn.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. I hope Vegeta's listening. I hope Kyra's listening too.
I would completely agree with our conference. I would have NDSU and ASU in the championship, and Fresno being right there. On the other side, I will take UCF and App with Army being the third. And I'm going to take an NDSU-UCF national championship.
Bam.
Who you got in that, Ted?
I'll take give me UCF-ASU.
No.
I think Kane finally makes it.
Kane's just doing it because Legion's on my team.
I think this is Kane's last season. He's got to make it.
Are you saying that he will make it, or that he's going to make himself make it?
Are you? Oh, don't start there? That shit.
I had to go ahead and get it out of the way.
Cowboy, who you taking for conference championship?
I haven't even thought it about it that far.
It's just early season, just to see how we do.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you even know who's in the conferences?
No.
Just throw some names out.
Okay. You got NDSU, Arizona State, and then Fresno in one side. And that's my opinion as a top three. And then on the other side, you have UCF, App State, Army.
And
Wake Forest, who are probably going to be the top three and four teams.
Okay. Let's see. You know what? Let me get Wake Forest and Arizona State.
That would be a natty matchup.
Yeah.
That would be pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, so pick two teams out of ASU, North Dakota State, and Fresno.
You said what now?
For
me, Kickler, and Rodria. Pick two teams.
Pick just out of those two?
Out of those three. Yeah. Who do you think will be in the conference championship game?
Arizona State and North Dakota.
Okay.
And I'll probably say Wake Forest and Army.
Oh.
Damn.
I'm going to go us and Indy, North Dakota State just because.
Yeah, of course.
Weaker schedule. The other side, I mean, I went App State UCF. I didn't do Wake. Let me look at their schedule. It's going to come down to the same game. So, you got App State on the road, Army and UCF at home. Now, I'm going to go UCF and App. And then for the last ride, North Dakota State versus ASU in the championship. Who goes out on top, me or Kipper? And we won't get Kicklers because he stepped out. So now we can do Pick'ems.
Now we get to the schedule. The weekly schedule. And I know the six people that actually listen to this, there is a tab that says weekly schedule. And it does tell you what times the games are and the dates. Okay. It's a pretty amazing tool. But
and I posted a new thing, too.
What's the new thing you posted?
It's a weekly game breakdown. It's got the whole season drawn out.
Oh, my. You see that? See, I mean, you see all the content we try to bring you guys. I'm throwing we in there like I've been doing something.
Do you have that link?
I do. I can get it. Let's see.
I'll post it in the chat.
My computer will weekly breakdown. Check this rig out. Oh, yeah, I got... Look at this right here. This is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Anyway, all right. So, kicking us off Monday.
Makes you wonder what I do with my time.
Now I know. Monday, September 11th, which is a day everybody should remember. If you're old enough, Ted, were you old enough to remember September 11th?
Yeah, I was alive.
Okay.
You were what?
I was alive.
How old were you? When that?
I was born in 01.
Oh, okay. Okay.
When's your birthday though?
January.
Okay, so yeah, you were like 8 months old.
Yeah, he was alive, yeah. But yeah.
And I'm in high school.
Yeah, I was too. But anyway, so we're doing Monday, September 11th is the 9/11 Remembrance Kickoff Classic.
All I'm going to say is wait till you guys see the field for that game.
Did y'all build it?
I did the logo and for Cowboy to put on there, and then Cowboy did the field.
Hell yes. I'm pumped. That's going to be between San Diego State and Army.
I only felt right to put Army in the game.
Yeah, you got to put Army in the game. And I'm going to go, I'll go first since nobody else likes going first, and I'll take Army.
You can go ahead and give me Army, too.
Army.
Same.
Kickler.
Sorry, O-Tang.
Beard said everyone's going to be upset for picking him, but he's not fooling us.
Kickler and Zeta will get their picks.
Kickler said Army.
I didn't hear him.
He he texted to me. He said he was going to try to get back, but his daughter. That takes us to the 8:30 Eastern game, and that would be the Chick-fil-A kickoff game between Rutgers and Baylor.
And Rutgers wanted to be on 9/11 too, since they're the closest to New York.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I can get on that bandwagon.
Besides Army being in West Point.
I'm going to go with Baylor.
Yeah, give me Baylor.
Give me Baylor.
Yep.
Kickler also took Baylor.
Instead of Beard.
All right. Then we have Tuesday night's games, which 7 o'clock Eastern is the Duke's Mayo kickoff, and that is Oregon State versus Maryland. Give me Maryland.
Yep, I'm riding with the Terps.
Give me State.
He said not so fast.
Not so fast. Kickler also said Maryland.
Well, going off of what I apparently did in Pick'ems, I have Oregon.
What the Beard got?
Beard's got Maryland.
That takes us to the 8:30 game, and that is the GSB kickoff, and that is UCF versus UTSA. I got UCF by 50.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
It's actually pretty close in the pick'em right now, but give me UCF.
Yeah, I got UCF as well.
What, Rick?
Rick took, let's see, he took UCF. Yeah, he took UCF.
Beard went UCF as well.
That takes us to Wednesday. Wednesday, 7 o'clock, Camping World kickoff between Texas Tech and Wake Forest. And I took Wake Forest.
Yep, give me the Demon Deacons.
Yep.
Yeah. I have Wake Forest as well.
And Kickler did too.
So did Beard. I imagine that would be a clean sweep.
Yeah. We got 8:30 Texas kickoff. You got Cincinnati and Fresno State. Probably, other than the game of the week, going to be one of your toughest games, I think. Give me Fresno State.
Yep. Give me the Fighting Rodriguez.
Give me the underdog.
So you're talking about Cincinnati?
No, Fresno.
Yeah,
according Fresno. To Pick'em, Cincinnati is a landslide underdog.
Beard got Fresno.
All right. Thursday night, 7 o'clock.
Where'd Rick go?
Rick, oh, my bad. Rick went Fresno.
All right.
Thursday, 7 o'clock, All-State kickoff, Northwestern versus Coastal Carolina, and I'm going Northwestern.
Yep, give me the Fighting Wildcats.
I got to go Carolina here.
Yeah, I got Carolina as well.
Damn. Me and Beard got the same pick.
And Kickler. No,
Beard went Northwestern.
I meant me and Cowboy, same person.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if Cowboy would say that. Where'd Rick go?
Northwestern.
That's right.
That pick'em is a landslide. They got Coastal has 105 and Northwestern has 25.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like it's not even close. Anyway, that brings us to 8:30 in the Vegas kickoff, and that is Louisiana Lafayette versus ASU. Give me ASU.
Not so fast. No, I gotta go with I would take ULO if it was a spread.
Speaking of spreads, we'll probably have spreads back next week, but we obviously don't have any because we don't have any scores.
What game we talking?
ULO and ASU.
Give me ASU.
That one should be common sense.
Telling you guys.
Kickler took ASU as well.
Beer took ASU as well.
That brings us to the 8:30. Nope, I lied. That was the 8:30 game. That brings us to the game of the week, Friday, 8 o'clock. The USFA kickoff repeat national championship game. North Dakota State versus App State. I'm going NDSU all the way.
Yep, give me the new look Bison.
Give me the Buffalo.
Yeah, give me the Buffaloes.
We know who Kickler's got.
Yeah. Yes.
And Beard went App State.
We'll see who Vegeta takes too.
Well, pretty, not too many, you know, games that should go a different way.
Yeah, I kind of figured that would happen. It really changes it up whenever you put that spread to it.
Yeah, I mean it's week one too, though. We got no idea what's gonna happen.
Exactly, it's a pure guess at this point.
Our whole thing changed last year when we started doing spreads.
Yeah.
Which we need to do a little research and make sure we're good with that being the way we want to keep it. The formula, that is.
Right.
Well.
So, how do y'all think the season's going to go?
I'm ready. I'm excited. We've been off long enough. I know y'all have been working hard behind the scenes on stadiums and uniforms and everything else, trying to get everybody situated with these new teams and all these people that come in. And we greatly appreciate that.
Stay busy.
Instead of people complaining and bitching sometimes, they just need to say thank you.
Yeah, we definitely get more of one than the other.
It should be solid. I think the playbook thing might keep things a bit more interesting. I think the bottom teams have gotten better too, for sure. Should be a pretty balanced season.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good season. I mean, you're going to see some turnarounds from some teams, and some teams are just going to fall off a little bit.
App State.
ASU.
Or, I mean, I'm more excited, to be 100% honest with you, I'm more excited to see some of these, like Northwesterns and
seeing the new teams on the field.
Yeah. See what these new coaches and what they can do.
Once they got a season under their belt, you know, now they got two recruiting classes in.
Starting to get it figured out.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, just seeing different schools out there on the field, just in general. You know, sometimes it feels a little stale when you see the same schools over and over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, props to y'all and Cowboy for doing all that.
Yeah, because that North Dakota State one hasn't been easy.
Oh, that right, Cowboy? One's been a pain in my ass for the last two seasons.
Well, You can't say that you didn't come in and be like, hey, guess what I did? And then as soon as you did it, we're like, okay, go for it. So.
Well, and then it just went to shit.
Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, it's going, though. It's up and running.
Yep. And it's going to pay off. Y'all are going to get y'all school. And, you know, it's one that a lot of people have been really anxious to see.
And it's and that's another reason why I love the way we do our teams and stuff. You know, we don't have, I know we say it all the time, all the blue bloods, all the big name teams that, you know, it literally everybody else has. Another reason why we're better.
I know I had somebody mention that, you know, if somebody wanted to go Michigan, you know, we got Michigan on the list of schools we can't use. It was like, you could always use Delaware because they use the same jerseys and stuff, basically. Same helmets.
Yeah, everything. Yep. There's a lot of teams like that. You can, I mean, I don't know about y'all, but even still to this day, going dynasty mode, like, I'm not going to pick Alabama or Clemson or Georgia or somebody. Like, I pick, like, South or somebody like that, South Alabama, that is, and go 15-0 and go win an Natty and beat, you know, Alabama 55-0 or whoever else, you know. I've always thought it was more fun going that route anyway.
Yeah, definitely. Use the mid, because it makes it harder in recruiting, too, because...
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to get them top recruits.
No, no. No, you're not. I thought we'd hang out for a minute and see if Kickler would come back, but I don't think he's going to make it back.
No, doesn't look like it. His little girl's been sick. His wife's been sick.
That he's whole house sick. Has been sick, yes. His whole house.
They need to go Lysol and Febreze that house.
Dude, they just pass that crap back and forth. Well, see, his wife is pregnant, so she can't take any medicine or anything, you know, because right. she's getting toward the, I mean, it's baby time in a couple weeks. And so she can't take any medicine, so she, God love her, she's been sick for weeks now. And
then you got Colby at school and yep. bringing that stuff home.
Collins
and,
is in school now, too.
Yeah.
And then Rick's working at the hospital, so he's getting everything else too. So they're like, "Hey, come over and eat dinner." I'm like, "Nah, I'm good, thanks though."
How about you sit on your porch? I'll sit on mine, and we'll FaceTime. We'll
holler at each other.
Give me a hazmat suit. I'll come over.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, all right. Well, it's been a good one. Great first episode. Excited to see the season. I hope everybody else is excited as we are. And we get to see all the good hard work Cowboy and Canes and some of the other guys behind the scenes put in. And we just get.
I want to mention one person that's been putting in a lot of great work is Slater on the social media.
Oh, yes. I said something. I asked about that.
He has been killing it on social media.
A couple weeks ago, I can't remember when it was. A couple weeks ago, I messaged everybody in the group and was like, who the hell is running the social media? Because it went from nothing to I see it on Facebook. I see it all over the place now. So
yeah, we got him access and he started doing it and, you know, killing it during recruiting with, you know, all the updates and everything. And, you know, he's just... I mean, we couldn't ask for anything better.
No, it has been great because I can definitely see it.
We got to get him a TikTok going.
Oh, heck yeah. Spread
that make it real.
Oh, yeah. So, well, as long as we keep JoJo off the TikTok.
Yes, yes. No JoJo raps. We'll wind up getting her TikTok banned.
Don't forget, the loser of Pick'ems this year has got to do a rap.
Oh, God, I forgot all about that. Holy
Pick
shit.
Cowboy.
No, Cowboy's going to do one.
He picked the same as me this week. He's going to be good.
The Cowboy rap.
I can make a honey mustard chicken rap.
Cowboy's going to be rapping with his cheesecake.
See, the only thing that that Cowboy has against all of us is he will pick against himself.
Yeah.
Like in a heartbeat. None of us will. Like we know we're going to lose and we still pick ourselves.
I've came close. I just don't know what that would send to my players.
I mean, yeah. I agree.
Do better. Token,
yeah. At the same token, when you're running 50 Sims and you're 0 for 50, the writing is on the wall.
Yep. Cowboys got to start picking first every week.
That way we can all follow his picks.
Just, you know, at least when it's his game, he's got to pick first.
Yeah, we have to know what he's picking first.
Because he's pretty accurate when he picks against himself.
Oh, I agree.
And then, you know, if he picks himself, he pretty much know he's got a good shot at winning.
Well.
All right, we'll close it out now since I took us off for a minute.
No, you're good. We enjoyed it.
Wanted to make sure Slater got that shout out.
Yeah, he needed it. He needed it for sure. And anybody else that has helped out and stuff, and we appreciate
our little insiders on Twitter. And
how many of those do we have?
I don't even know.
It's like little minions running around everywhere.
Everybody just keeps popping up with them and don't know who's running them and
who's lying and who's telling, spreading lies. And
we've all figured out it's damn Kickler.
No, it's not. Like I can vouch and say it's not.
Which one though? There's like four of them.
I went through his Twitter the other day on his phone, and he didn't have any kind of extra Twitter or nothing like that. So, like I can prove it's not him because I tried. I tried to prove it was him. I still think it's Beard.
Beard's got to have one of them.
I still think it's Beard.
Because he tried to talk himself out of not being it, but it wasn't working.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, after being taken off course for the sixth time, let's
get it back on course.
Write the ship and end this episode and tell everybody good night and appreciate the ones who listened. And we'll see y'all next week. You know, man.